up. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations, and the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You are listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You, dearest listener, are you. And today's definition of the word cool is cool, adjective, charming. I'm honestly kind of surprised that we haven't talked about charmingness before, but we'll get into it. Before we get into it, though, the song that we opened the show with was Your Charm by Free Play Angel, their newest single. I mean, if you are a longtime full-time listener of the show over the past few months, you will know I'm obsessed with Free Play Angel. I think they're so good. And had them on the show a few episodes ago, or I guess a few months ago now. Wow. But yeah, amazing project in Vancouver. Playing a ton. I think they're playing Verboten Festival, in early May. I don't know. Check them out. They're also really like pumping out singles, which I really appreciate. Yeah. Anyway, that was Your Charm by Free Play Angel. So yeah, today's definition of cool. Cool adjective, charming. I've been thinking about charmingness a lot recently for a few reasons. I mean, obviously, I'm a dork. What's up? and I have been really, really into Dungeons & Dragons recently. Not playing it. I've never played it before. Well, that's not true. I've played it once. It doesn't really matter. But there's this like web show, I guess, called Dimension 20. That I've been watching a ton, and it's basically like a group of comedians who play Dungeons and Dragons in these like really like creative and like fun like conceptual like environments. So like the first one they did was like classic fantasy D&D meets like 80s high school movies, and then they did one that was like New York City and like dreamscape fantasy. And then they've kind of like done more. They did like a Game of Thrones kind of themed one meets Candyland. What is it? Waterfront Down? Is that movie? No, Watership Down. They did like a Watership Down, season two. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. I've been watching a ton, like hours and hours of Dungeons and Dragons content, of content people playing Dungeons and Dragons. And I've learned a lot about the games and the mechanics of it, which is really interesting, in my opinion. I'm just someone who likes rules, I guess. But yeah, there's this feat or like this mechanic, I guess, where the two kind of like main things where people can like establish an effect on another character or player, is to be feared. Like you can cast fear or you can like charm people, and so there's a lot of like the reason that I like hear about it a lot, I guess, in this game is like people will have immunity to certain things. So like, for example, a character can be immune to being being frightened and or to being charmed. And frightened, basically, like it's like you have to make some kind of saving throw, and in both of those situations, but if you are frightened, then you like become terrified of whatever happening in front of you and you have to run away from it. And if you're charmed, you have to do a saving throw. I think it's a wisdom saving throw, which is like one of your stats that you have. And different like types of characters that like are more or less likely to have higher stats of these things. Anyway, if you're charmed, then you kind of like, I think the spell is dominate person, but I'm not 100% on that, but like basically like you're told what to do, or you like have disadvantage on checks or saving throws or whatever against a person who has charmed you. And so it's a very, I would say, like objectively negative thing in this context to be charmed, because it's so forceful and it's oppositional. So yeah, I've just been thinking about like charmingness or charmingness, I guess. Yeah, charm. In this context a lot recently. But then also kind of parallel to that, like me as a dork, I've been trying to just like meet more people, expand my social network. Go team. We love to see it. And I would honestly like say that, you know what, I'm going to say it. I think I'm quite charming. And I think that a lot of like maybe how I experience charm or like display charm is in listening, and then also kind of paired with reference. And I know I talk about reference a lot on this show, but like creating connections in conversations with people that like kind of surround around like what that person is interested in. And so, yeah, I've just been thinking about like charm and what it is to be charming and things like that. So that's kind of what we're talking about today, but we have to move along because we got tunes to enjoy. So this next song is It's a Monster's World by TJ Felix, another local icon. I think recently played last Friday, I want to say, Shame Fest, which is a music festival / organization organized out of the downtown east side by the Fraud Society. It's happening early August, but they had a fundraiser I think on Friday, and then they have another fundraiser coming up with Prada Monroe, Girl Wife, The Heterosexuals, and Felonious Parker on June 14th. So keep an eye out for that. On Friday it was it was Roach McGurk, Speed Reader, Super Guns, Sugar Rollins, and yeah, TJ Felix, as well as DJ Digital Donkey. So yeah, TJ Felix did play that event, and we're gonna play them right now. So this is It's a Monster's World by TJ Felix, their newest single off of their upcoming release. Just a heads up, there are some swear words, bad words in the song, so turn the volume down for 3 minutes to and 13 seconds, and then turn it right back up, because there's sick tunes after that. Don't leave 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
This is a monster's world. As a child, I was more than a boy.
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land of the Hencominum-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard the song Imaginary by Jody Jody Roger off of their most recent release, Wonder of You, Turnstiles. I mean, I freaking love Jody Jody Roger. I think they're amazing. And this is their most recent release, I think, like full release since like 2022 or something like that. Like really it's been too long. So super exciting stuff. Just before that was Unleashed by Guitar off of their album Casting Spells on Turtlehead, and then opened that set with TJ Felix, It's a Monster's World, the most recent single from their upcoming release. You are listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host Dork, you are you, and today's definition of the word cool is cool, adjective charming. I talked a lot about D&D in the most recent break, so we're going to get maybe more to the nitty-gritty of what is charming. So charming is defined as delight greatly. I guess it's a verb. It means pleasant or attractive, but charm, which is the verb of charming, I guess. So charm is to delight greatly, or to gain or influence by charm, which is, I mean, any definition that uses the word that it's defining in the definition is... no, very flawed. But anyway, that's not the point. there's something about like other people's experience of you. Geez, that definition sucks. But if we focus on the good definition, we're just not going to give that second definition any freaking time. So to charm is to delight greatly. To be charming is to be pleasant or attractive. Or delightful, is like a synonym of it. So yeah, like I was saying, it's like, something that is experienced by others of you. I think it's often, or of another person. It's like very much I really see charming as like really, a quality that people have. And like, there is a way that like people, you would say, oh, that's such a charming, like tablecloth. I don't know. Obviously that is like a way that, that word can be used. I don't think it's very common. And I really see like charming as a behavior. And I think that there's an element of ease to it. Like if something is delightful, it's not very challenging. It's really just consumable and like, yeah, delighting. Like it's kind of like net good positive vibes. I really think of, like, my brain really wants to say, like, it's twinkling. I think of charm, and, like, that I think has to do with, like, the magic, which we'll talk about later. But, yeah, that's kind of, like, my thoughts on charming right now. But we're gonna move along. So this next song is Debbie Freakin' Friday's newest single, To the Dance Floor. I love Debbie Friday. She's a genius, and this is her genius new song. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I need the girls on the dance floor. Supplies for hormone injections and safer substance use are now available for free from AMS SASC and peer support. Folks can order supplies online or drop by during office hours to access these resources. Confidential forms and additional information can be found on their website, www.amssasc.ca. Or you can drop by either office, located on the third floor of the Nest. This initiative is part of the SASC and Peer Support's commitment to providing equitable access to harm reduction supplies and can be accessed by anyone in the community. I'ma keep on talking about it
because it's true for me. Hi, this is Discovery Zone, and you're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM.
Doxa Documentary Film Festival returns May 2nd to 12th, 2024. Audiences of all ages are invited to 10 days of curiosity and critical thought in film. For 22 years, Doxa continues to present both short and feature films from across Canada and the globe, representing some of the best in documentary cinema. This year, Doxa is once again returning to local theaters in Vancouver and will feature live discussions, workshops, and other industry networking events with filmmakers. Visit doxafestival.ca for tickets, and we hope to see you there.
returned a stronger man.
Is up. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations, and the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Derek Went Mad by Shut Up and Dance off of the 1990 album Dance Before the Police Come. Just before that was Thence I Arrived on a Foreign Shore by Pink Sifu, Stas, The Boss, and Bobby. And then opened that set with To the Dance Floor by the one and the only Debbie Friday. You are listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dorky, are you? And today's definition of the word cool is cool, adjective, charming. Another definition, or synonym of charming is winning. Again, kind of like an archaic word, but I did think it was a funny adjective to be listed because there's so much effort that kind of goes into that. Like I always, like, in my brain, the phrase is it's a winning smile. Like winning, obviously, as a word, it's kind of contradictory to what we were saying in the last break of like charming being delightful, being easy, being unchallenging. Winning implies competition. It implies like the potential for loss, kind of. And therefore there's like kind of effort being put in to the act of charm, which is just, I think, kind of funny. But we're going to talk about that more because I have lots to say in the next break and we are running out of time. Funny how it works out like that. So this next song is I'm Sorry featuring Luz and the Yakuza by Arlo Parks. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Butterflies in my sky and you sat me down at the Dangla Cafe. I know that I haven't been myself, that I lost my courage.
I'm sorry. J'ai préféré oublier mon passé, me noyer dans l'océan de mes pensées. Parlons-nous là ou même là, tout ça prend du temps. I truly realized that you may move on. Combien de temps passé dans le brouillard, je me sens m'enfoncer dans un trou noir. Je ne vois plus mon reflet dans le miroir, tu sais, je doute.
To the CITR 101.9 FM on a Tuesday, specifically at 1 p.m. or 11 p.m. for saxophone Hella Primiti or saxophone La Nuit. Hosted by moi, accompanied with the improvisationalist saxophonist, composers and musicians of our great era since the 70s. Featuring artists such as Anthony Braxton, Albert Ehler, Solange, Ghostface Killah, Lorna Coleman, Sonny Rollins. That's 1 p.m. or 11 p.m. on a Tuesday to listen to saxophone a la Primini or saxophone la nuit.
Sorry, I'm not.
This is Ira Glass of This American Life. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I have no idea what that means. Somebody just asked me to say this.
MRG Live presents the moving, heartbreaking, and inspiring Hannah Wickland, live at the Biltmore Cabaret on Saturday, May 4th, with local group Brat Boy. With media comparisons to Alanis Morissette and Stevie Nicks, you don't want to miss out. Get your tickets now at admitone.com.
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Fiction by Yuri out of Montreal off of their most recent release, BT-006 Self-Hypnosis Tape 2. Just before that was KCMQ's newest single, Me, I Think I Found It. And then opened that set with Arlo Park's newest single, I'm Sorry, featuring Luz and the Yakuza. You're listening to Teachable Moments, the answer's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You dearest listener, are you? And today's definition of the word cool is cool, adjective, charming. I talked about this a ton at the top of the episode. Kind of what inspired this whole theme was how into D&D I've been recently, and then also kind of coupled with, we opened the show with Free Play Angel's newest song, Your Charm. And I was like, wow, how have we not done an episode about charm before? Because I think that, like, charm and coolness are quite, like, intertwined to me. I think that, like, they have a similar kind of dichotomy or, like, tension within them, where as I was saying in the most recent break, so, like, the last two words we kind of talked about were charming as delightful and charming as winning, and how, like, yeah, like, how there's tension kind of between those two things already, in that, like, something that's a delight is, like, easy, it's unchallenging, it twinkles, is what my brain really wants to say, and then if something's winning, there's effort put in, and there's, yeah, an implication of loss, I guess. Not like that something is lost, but that you could lose. And I think that cool has this as well. I think we talk about it a lot on this show, of, like, the tension between nonchalance and, like, authenticity, kind of, and how, like, it's actually so not cool to pretend you don't care about things. Like, it's so much cooler to be invested in your life and, like, in your interests. Like, that's the only actually cool thing. And, yeah, what I want to talk about in this kind of section or this break is mesmerizing, enchanting as charming. And the other kind of definition of charm that we didn't talk about was to control or achieve by or as if by magic. And, like, I think that we all have a bit of an understanding of what a charm is. It's, like, low level magic that happens, as I was kind of saying, like, before, like, within the mechanics of D&D, like, it's not a spell. Well, it's a spell that you have to cast, but as an action on your turn, if you have that ability. But there's a saving throw. Like, people can have a high enough stat that it doesn't work, or, like, you could roll low enough that it, like, it doesn't take effect. Like, and as I'm saying this, yes, that is true for, like, pretty much anything in D&D, but, like, I think of charm and, like, charms, like, I think of tokens, I think of, like, a charm bracelet, I think of, like, low-level, like, energy vibes. And, in D&D, when you charm someone, you are dominating them. And it also is something that, like, you are taking an action to do. You are putting this on. And, like, this, I think, is a little more compatible with, like, winning as a synonym of charming, in that, like, there's clearly so much effort being put in. And, like, I think there's a bit of this association, at least that I have, with, like, if someone is charming, I think there's, like, in my understanding of, like, what charming is, or, like, how I think, like, the cultural zeitgeist of, oh, that person's charming, it's performed. It's, like, inauthentic, which, again, is, like, kind of antithetical to cool. So I've just been really, like, surprised and delighted and charmed by how, like, well this idea of charming matches with and, like, allows for conversation around coolness, which I honestly wasn't really expecting. I just kind of thought it would be, like, charming as in, like, meeting certain social standards or like act, like doing behaviors that are, in my opinion, often off-putting. Like I think of like pickup lines and things like this, like the script of charm, and how like genuine people who are genuinely charming, which again, I said this about the episode, I do think that I am in some ways, like I may be a dork, but I can have charm. But yeah, I just think that like it has this pretense associated with it that like is antithetical to that thing, which again, like is kind of what we talk about when we talk about cool here on this show. So those are some thoughts about that, but we got to move right along. This next song is Canopy by Charlotte Day Wilson, her newest single, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I know you're so confused, don't know which way to move. You pick a fight, I keep it light. No one stays friends with you. No wonder I might too. The evangelist cut the loss. I'm done, my towel toss. And I can't be tapered off. It's like a canopy over that way. And I'm above it, can't live that way.
Thanks. so many things I want. But mainly, and like everybody, I want to be loved.
Is up. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We've reached the end of our show. Before we close it up, button it up, we will call back the last song. So you just heard Spring Is Coming with a Strawberry in the Mouth by Caroline Polachek off of Desire, I Want to Turn Into You, Ever Asking Edition. Just before that was Chanel Beads with her newest single, Embarrassed Dog. And then opened that set with Charlotte Day Wilson's newest single, Canopy. You are listening to Teachable Moments, here at one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And today's definition of the word cool was cool, adjective, charming. We have reached the end of our show, but there are some things that I wanted to say that I learned before we wrap it up. So two things I learned. One, if you look up synonyms of charming, on fleek comes up, which I think is hilarious, because regardless of like whether or not people say that anymore, that's also just not what that means. So, LOL. And then the other thing I learned is a charm has a specific word in physics. So charm is an adjective in physics denoting a flavor / variety of unstable quark having an electric charge of positive 2/3. which I just think is like a, it's, I love when words that like we use in the day to day, like, or like that have really specific kind of like almost niche meanings, like I guess charm you could say is a niche meaning, when it makes way into science, because someone was like, it would be cute if that was called a charm, and now that's what it's called. I just love it. You love to see it. But yeah, we're talking about charm. I talked a lot about D&D, and sorry about it. Just kidding, no I'm not. Go team. Anyway, we're gonna close the show with Mitsa Conte's newest single, Mistake __, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.